You're on your way home when your phone rings and your German friend asks, "Wo bist du?" oder "Was machst du gerade?" Now, what do you answer? Well, you're on your way to your home. So is it, ich gehe zu Hause oder nach Hause? These two, zu Hause und nach Hause, are really confusing for most German learners. And that's why we'll take a closer look at them today. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German Podcast. Ich bin Charlotte. I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. You can download a PDF with all the phrases you'll hear in this episode. Just go to charlingua.de/podcast or follow the link in the description. Also, wir legen los. Let's start with the answers you could give to your friend. Du sagst, ich gehe nach Hause. Also, nach Hause talks about a direction. It's like, ich fahre nach Berlin. Ich fliege nach Spanien. There is always a movement involved. Ich gehe, ich fahre, ich fliege, ich komme. Okay? Und zu Hause means at home. So that's sort of a position, the place on a map. Du sagst, ich bin zu Hause. Oder ich bleibe zu Hause. I'm staying at home. Ich bleibe heute zu Hause. Was machst du heute? Ich bleibe heute zu Hause. Let's practice. Ich rufe dich an und frage, wo bist du? So, you're in your living room. Du bist im Wohnzimmer. What can you say? Ich bin zu Hause. Oder dein Kollege Peter ist krank. Er ist im Bett. He's ill and in bed. Dein Chef, your boss, asks you, wo ist Peter? Was sagst du? Er ist zu Hause. Oder er bleibt zu Hause. Dein Chef sieht, du bist sehr blass. You're very pale. Du bist sehr blass. Fortunately, he's a very nice and caring boss, so he tells you to go home too. Gehen Sie lieber? Now, what does he say? Gehen Sie lieber nach Hause. You'd better go home. Gehen Sie lieber nach Hause. Okay, so we said, ich gehe plus nach Hause. Does that mean that any verb of movement or direction like gehen or rennen can only be used with nach Hause? No, of course you can also be active in your home. So let's pretend we look at the map of your city on your phone. Once you zoom in and take a closer look at your apartment, your house, your garden, or whatever it is for you, everything happening in that space of home is zu Hause. Ich gehe zu Hause die Treppe hoch. I'm walking upstairs in my home. Ich gehe zu Hause die Treppe hoch. Die Kinder rennen zu Hause herum. The kids are running around at home. Die Kinder rennen zu Hause herum. You can always ask, wo, where does it happen? At home, zu Hause. And that home can even be your town, your city, or even your country, or another country you know very well. So whenever I go to see my parents in Stuttgart, where I grew up, I feel at home, not only in the house, but also walking down the streets, seeing the neighbors, or my former school. My husband and my kids always laugh because I'll even fall back into the dialect, Schwäbisch, a bit. Well, I've never really truly spoken any Schwäbisch because my parents are from the north of Germany. So I moved there during kindergarten, and even after finishing school, people still ask me, oh, but you're not really from here. You speak Hochdeutsch, Standard German. Oh, du bist nicht von hier. Du sprichst Hochdeutsch. But still, somehow the tone and the pronunciation adapt. I'm sure you know what I mean. And I do get a little sidetracked here, I know, but I think that this is really important. If people were able to tell me after my whole school time that I was not from there, and they didn't mean it in an excluding way, like, you don't belong here, then don't take it as a reproach or a sign that you're not good enough if you open your mouth and people immediately ask where you come from. Science says that you won't be able to pick up a local accent perfectly if you're older than 6 months. And, well, no offense meant, but I really doubt you're that young. So, when people asked me this, woher kommst du wirklich? Yes, it did sting a little sometimes, but I always took it as a sign of interest, and it really was. Okay, back to zu Hause and nach Hause. Zu Hause, if you capitalize this word and write it in just one word, it can also be a noun, das Zuhause. So if I show you lots of photos and on one of them you can see my house, I might say, das ist mein Zuhause. That's my home. I could also say, das ist mein Haus. But usually, das Zuhause is used in a more emotional context. So, when we talk about refugees, we might say that someone lost his home. Er hat sein Zuhause verloren. So, that's the house plus all the belongings and all memories and everything that was dear to him. Das Zuhause. And if we do not use Zuhause as a noun, then how do we spell it? If you've listened to my podcast before, you may have heard me talking about the spelling reform we had in 1996. Since then, you can write Zuhause und nach Hause either in one word, starting with a lowercase letter, or in two words, zu plus Hause or nach plus Hause. And now you need to capitalize the Hause. Isn't it great? You can't get much wrong here. Maybe you've heard people saying, ich gehe nach Haus oder ich bin zu Haus. Is that another possible form? No, that's just a regional way of swallowing the E at the end. So the same people who say, ich bin zu Haus, will still write zu Hause. Finally, now let's take this to a new level. Are you ready? We've been talking about our own home the whole time. Ich bin zu Hause, ich gehe nach Hause. But what do we say if we want to go to someone else's home? So, for example, my son is calling me and telling me that he and his friend Leo will go to Leo's place. They have been playing football, but now they're walking towards that house. What will he say? Wir gehen zu Leo nach Hause. Okay? Wir gehen zu Leo nach Hause. And once they arrive there, he'll call me again. Wir sind bei Leo zu Hause. Wir sind bei Leo zu Hause. Okay? If you'd like to see this in writing, there's a blog post that I've written a while ago. You can read it either in German or English. And there are a few more examples about zu Hause and nach Hause. I'll link to it in the description. And of course, you can also download the PDF. That link is also in the description. Or you go to charlingua.de and type Zuhause in the search bar, then everything will pop up. If you never want to get Zuhause und Nachhause wrong again, then I've got an exercise for you. First, print out the PDF. Then, set a timer on your mobile phone. Set it so that you'll get a notification every single hour for one day. Of course, you can exclude meetings or so, but whenever you know it's possible to think about something for a moment, it should ring. Then, as soon as the timer goes off, think about someone you know. Where is he or she now? For example, your mom. Ist sie zu Hause? Well, she might be in the supermarket right now. Wann geht sie nach Hause? Or maybe she's at a friend's house. Let's call the friend Maria. Sie ist bei Maria zu Hause. Next step, check your answers on the PDF. If you do that one whole day long, or once or twice for a whole week, you will not confuse these two again. Let me know how it goes. Also, ich wünsche dir noch einen schönen Tag. Danke fürs Zuhören und bis nächste Woche bei Uplevel Your German.